our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
People with an exhibition kink, what's the wildest thing you've ever done? Sex in an alley behind one of central London's busiest tube stations. I'm not much of an exhibitionist, but a girl I dated was. Some of the stuff she was into: blowjobs in the car parked in pretty obvious places, busy parking lot, on the side of the road, etc. Fucking in a less busy parking lot. But not like in the backseat of the car, on the hood of the car, or bent over the trunk open backseat door, etc. Also sex outdoors in parks when we'd fuck at her house. She'd want to do it by the open windows hoping people would hear or see. We'd fuck in the hot tub in the backyard. Her place was a row of townhouses built on a hill so you could walk out to the backyard from the basement. From the backyard, the bedrooms would be the third story up so almost every house in the row could see every backyard from their bedroom windows. Not a definite kink, but I got fingered up against a tree in a forest and when I opened my eyes I could see we were being watched by an old guy on a bench. I didn't stop, came hard and had to be helped back to the car. My date told the old guy I'd twisted my ankle, pretty sure he knew I'd come so hard my knees were shaky. Fuck bent over a table on a hotel balcony, outside at 2 a.m. Fourth or fifth floor, not all that high up. I've had sex on a balcony of a condo in raw daylight. I don't think we were at risk of being seen but still super hot. Beyond that, I have a propensity to walk around my front yard naked at night, or go on long car rides completely nude. Anything to get that naughty, risky feeling. Two times come to mind. You know those fancy high-end neighborhoods that have their own golf course? Well, my girlfriend at the time and I hooked up on the course at night during a warm June thunderstorm. Another time, different girl, we were on a walk through the main park in town. She randomly pulled me into the bushes and slammed my pants to the ground and started swallowing my dick. It was awesome. Sex in a church. Buying food at a street vendor with cunt on my face. Streaking. Sex next to a highway in full view of cars. Flashing passing cars. Mooning cars while in traffic. I could go on all day. The wildest was the time the girl I was hooking up with and I gave our taxi driver a bit of a show in the back as things got hot and frisky. Wasn't straight into sex, but a lot of playing around, making out with her tits out and fingering. Driver was pretty cool about it and we would catch him taking glances back at us, or namely her, throughout the drive back to her place. Gave him a nice tip, money, in case anyone was wondering, at the end too for one of the best taxi rides I ever had. So much car sex. Parking lots, parks, fields. One time I met a girl and we pulled off the side of the road into a little wooded area beside a river, and when we got done we realized that you could see everything from the road, and not far away, either. Buses going by and shit. Then, my first baby mama, one time we were driving down an interstate and she was being all fidgety and I asked what was wrong. She looked at me and said, can I suck your dick? I mean, yes you can. So she whipped the car to the side of the highway and went down on me right there. Then she opened my door and leaned in the car across the seat and I got out and fucked her for about 15 minutes right on the side of a busy highway. That girl loved to fuck, and rightfully so. I miss her sometimes. GF and are waiting in line at Burning Man. We both have orgy some bracelets. A random guy riding by on a bike sees her. He too has an orgy dome bracelet. He walks up to her and hugs her. She feels his cock is hard and asks, "Do you want to fuck me?" I say, "I've got a condom." She pulls out his cock, while in line. He puts on the condom and they fuck in a standing position. I hold her so she doesn't fall as he fucks her. A girl behind us in line says, "Can they do this?" Her partner says, "Sure, this is Burning Man." We went on the ride and never saw him again. Yes, we are exhibitionist sluts, both of us. Sex at Swingers Club too boring? Had a threesome in a room with glass walls. Probably 50 people watching. Fucked a girl over the rail in VIP at the same club overlooking the dance floor. Probably 200 people saw. Spit roasted a guy's wife on the stoop of a random house at night with people walking by. We were barely hidden behind the thin bush between my bare ass shoving my dick in her mouth and the sidewalk. Came on her face while her husband came inside her. It was my first time getting head. Craigslist, Man got a blowjob from a girl in the back seat of a car while another girl watched from the front seat. Had sex with my girlfriend in front of another couple while they also had sex. Gave a blowjob to a guy while two others watched and jerked off. Masturbated to completion in front of a room of seven other people, four guys and three girls, during a game of truth or dare. Frankly, I didn't realize how much I was into it until this year, when almost all my activity has basically had to be public due to COVID, meaning most people are uncomfortable with bringing someone home if they live with others. The one silver lining of a pandemic, a mirror? Cricket noises anyway, some stories. We were fooling around in Central Park in an admittedly somewhat open place, lying down on a rock slightly covered by some bushes just off the trail. Went back and forth between fingering her and breast play. It was really intense. I loved practically turning her into absolute mush by touching her in the right spots while also having to be quiet and discreet. A few hours later, she took me to a more concealed place where she started giving me the craziest blowjob of my life. I suddenly heard what appeared to be a woman talking to someone and something jangling around not too far from us, and I looked over to see someone walking her dog, staring dead at me, while this girl was going down hard. I shook her to get up, she said, "Someone's here?" and started laughing so hard as I turned around and pulled my shirt over both of us as if that had actually worked to conceal us. She was really nervous and kept saying the woman didn't see us, but I made eye contact with her. It was unbelievably awkward getting caught like that, but apparently the hottest thing ever because I was still unreasonably hard the entire time. The lady walked off, we went at it again, and holy shit, that was amazing. Another time, I didn't quite get caught in the act, but a girl I was dating and I had sex at the base of a lighthouse that's a common late night spot for stoners drunks together. She was very loud, and a couple who probably had the same idea in mind were laughing at us as we walked past them. There's a walkway along the river leading up to the lighthouse, and they probably heard us as they were approaching the spot. I was at a party with probably 10 to 15 there, pretty equal guys to girls. My girlfriend and her friend started talking about sex and told her friend I could come twice without getting soft. There was a big debate and my girl said I'll prove it. She pulled my dick out on in the kitchen and jerked me off. When I came the first time, she loudly proclaimed, "Darius the first one." By the time I came the second time, the entire party was gathered in the kitchen watching. When the second one shot, everyone cheered. One of the hottest things ever. Got my ass fucked at an adult movie theater while guys watched and jacked off. It was my first time having an actual dick in my ass and not just a toy. It was amazing. It was so hot I came just from him fucking me. Didn't even touch my dick. Last few years I found out my girl was into exhibitionism more than me and have since been encouraging her. Got her to sunbathe topless, show off to strangers, wearing a too small sports bra and shorts when biking and hiking, having her wearing just a bra on road trips. But the wildest things? Sex in front of a large open window, sex in front of friends, sex in the woods, like a lot. Personal favorite was midday sex with my girl in a sundress. I came inside her and right after I had her walk with me around her neighborhood wearing only the sundress. It was a nice day with a lot of people out. She only had a thin cloth and my seed dripping down her thighs as we waved and talked to her neighbors. Once I was drunk at a party and tried to get my BF to fuck me in the bathtub behind the shower curtain while people were still coming in to use the bathroom. But it didn't work. Don't recommend. I had full-on sex at a concert behind a bar in the venue that wasn't being used. Planned Parenthood of Maryland was at the venue giving away condoms and providing information to teens, so I went up to the bull, grabbed a fistful of condoms and put them in my pocket, and we ducked behind the bar and fucked on the floor while the opening band was playing. Gross? Totally. That floor was filthy, but my then boyfriend put down his leather jacket so I wouldn't get too dirty. Then we went down to the stage to enjoy the show and let me tell you, that was the best concert I've ever because I was still high from being fucked and we were dancing good memories. I've never really been into it, but my lady at the time was. It was senior year and we were on our way back from a week-long field trip. We had to sit apart from each other because none of the couples on the trip were allowed to sit together, so she was in the seat in front of me. At one point I was falling asleep and as she reached between the seats to give me a hand job through my sweats. Thankfully it was dark, but this bus was packed and the teacher was in the seat in front of her, so to this day I have no idea how no one has ever mentioned it or even realized. I railed my ex bent over the balcony railing of the resort in Mexico overlooking the pool and beach in broad daylight with her entire family on the beach below. Not sure if anyone saw, but the thrill was exhilarating. Liquid courage definitely had something to do with it. Not a kink, but at the time I was a novice or virgin in public exhibition. Friend asked me to join the world naked bike ride promising a life-changing experience. I joined the ride, stark naked with a ton of naked guys and several women. One of the women was a personal friend of mine. Probably as far out there as I'll ever put myself. But it was a blast. Riding around SF nude. Way back in the day I had performed at a casino in Vegas and someone accompanied me to my room after the show. My opener was passed out in my bed, I forgot he was crashing with me that night. Long story, so we went out onto the balcony and she blew me while I was holding onto the railing, then I pulled her up and had her half bend over the railing taking her from behind. When it was done she said, "I've never come that hard." I'm terrified of heights. I masturbated on a cliff overlooking the ocean, but nobody was around to watch. I haven't had sex for an audience yet, but I have had a Tinder date pick me up in their car and watch me masturbate in the passenger seat. Also had sex on the beach at night, and on a small island in a bay, and fingered a girl against her car on the side of a street. Nobody was around for that LST incident, but in hindsight there was too high of a chance of exposing ourselves to somebody unwilling. My first time eating pussy, I'm a girl, was at a sex club. The first girl stood with her legs somewhat spread as I got on my knees, slid under her and ate to my heart's delight. I was in a tight maroon dress and by that time it was bunched around my stomach. It was so tight I was unable to wear a bra or panties. Then I got courageous enough to go up to this gorgeous girl I had my eye on all night. She sat on her boyfriend's lap, legs spread. I dove in, on hand and knees. Multiple men playing with me while I got her almost to completion. Her BF got jealous all of a sudden and shut it down. Blowjob handjob in a movie theater, only one other guy was in there but he could see since we were in the front row. Sex in a house being built in a busy neighborhood. Handjob on the road. Handjob 10 feet from a friend.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.